We also sort of learn, it expands a little bit on how, kind of, why Luke would be considered a myth in parts of the galaxy, because Carice brings up how, you know, really it is kind of hard to believe if you just told the story of what happened, especially on Death Star 1, like, you know, are people really going to believe that this farm boy did this?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's one thing she brings up. It's like, we don't know if that's the real story about what happened.
Luke was only really present in the rebellion for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's comes in, and he destroys the Death Star, and he rises to the rank of commander, but then, basically, right after the Battle of Hoth, he kind of falls out of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, he ends up training with Yoda, and he's, then focuses on saving Han from Jabba the Hutt, and then he's focused on, bringing Vader back from the dark side.
He does show up at that scene in Jedi when, you know, they're all planning to go to Endor, and he's like, okay, I'm with you, and they're all like, yay.
He does, but that's the only thing he really does, and he disappears. He's not really on Endor for all that long when he goes off to, he goes off to the Death Star, and he doesn't show up until after the battle is done. And it says in this book that after the Empire fell, that Luke disappeared, basically.
Yeah.
And I mean, he didn't disappear the same way he, you know, had disappeared in The Force Awakens, but he had fallen out of the public eye, and nobody really knew what he was up to.
Yeah.
And I mean, we know now that, I mean, I really want to know more about Laura Santeca.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, obviously, he had, like, this huge part in, you know, trying to reform the Jedi and the Jedi history. And he was good friends with Luke, but he died just, like, two seconds after he was introduced.
Well, and until, because in the Poe Dameron book, it goes into how until, right before Poe's mission, it was assumed that Laura Santeca was dead. And then they came across a holovid of him. And they're like, oh, no, he's not. Okay. So, yeah, Laura said he was one that he really fascinated me. The first time I saw it, I was just like, who is this guy? Oh, he's dead.
If you bring
in Max von Sydow for this tiny role, like, it's just very interesting.
I had honestly thought he was a Jedi who survived Order 66
Oh, and that's something with, like, going back to the whole thing with Luke and, like, the part of him being a myth and how, you know, they were able to even play into some distrust of what Luke could do. Like, there's probably still, like, a lot of places in the galaxy where the Jedi are really still mistrusted and not remembered fondly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, even if Luke tried to start an academy, how successful would he be?
Yeah. Now, I think one of the advantages that this new canon timeline has over the old Legends EU is just that we can tie everything together now a lot better. The original Legends storyline came in when there wasn't supposed to be any more Star Wars. I think it was like 94, maybe? 93 or 94, when Heir to the Empire came out. And that was supposed to be it. Like, the books were just supposed to be like a nice thing to come up for, you know, approaching the 20th anniversary. And then all of a sudden, you know, George Lucas was like, oh, I'm going to do the prequels and I will explain all of these storylines. But actually, Lucasfilms wouldn't let them get into any of the, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi's past or Darth Vader establish who their mother was. So there was always kind of like this weird disconnect. And I think now with the new timeline, now that all of the movies have come out, that they can, connect the prequels and the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy a lot better with, a lot more flow to it, because, they were writing the EU books while the prequels were coming out, and so they try to reference things, but then they weren't allowed to make anything, any declarative sentences, because they didn't exactly know what was going to happen. And then once they came out, that when the prequels were done, they did have some books that came out after that, but it was starting to wane a lot. So I really want to see like a cohesive Star Wars universe where it's like,